and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to it. It's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. Feeling.
Yeah.
A little tired after, you know, giving birth to this child all by myself. Oh, yeah. My wife had a little bit to do with it, but yeah.
9 months. Whew,
really takes it out of you.
Carrying around that baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You just, I mean, that must have been a harrowing experience for you. I'm just glad you're so brave and that you're back here.
Thank you.
On the show.
I will say.
And your back must have been hurting.
Well, my wife really enjoyed the hospital that we gave birth at. But I did not. Not once did anyone come in the room and ask me how I was doing.
No.
The little couch chair thing that they give you to sleep on.
Wasn't fluffed to your liking?
No. Like, what kind of hotel is this? It was just terrible. But
it's the most expensive hotel you'll ever
it's
stay
really
in.
Really expensive. But happy, healthy baby girl. And so I feel very fortunate about that. So
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very happy.
Well, we have a busy show today, as you would expect. And we have some good news and some bad news to start things off. What'd you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's since there's so much good news already, let's get to the bad news.
All right. Bad news. A passenger says a Greyhound bus driver on a trip to New York City got lost in Cleveland.
Oh, God.
And that's the bad news. No.
That's not where you want to get lost.
Cleveland just, like, sucked him in.
Yeah. Like, on a Greyhound. No.
The driver was just driving in circles for several hours before returning to the city's terminal. And the driver kicked off a couple of passengers that he said were being unruly. Turns out all they were doing was asking, hey, man, where are we going? Because they started to realize they were seeing the same things over and over again.
Hey, there's Cleveland.
Yeah. Are we there yet?
Yeah, so the bus finally did arrive in New York City around noon on Wednesday, which is 4.5 hours late, which caused problems for people that were going on to other places, as you would suspect. But sure enough, the bus driver was just lost. And instead of, you know, I don't know, picking up a phone or a map or asking anyone sitting behind him if they had a phone that they could map things on, just kept driving around in circles.
Maybe it was just like pride.
And the people that he kicked off were just like, hey, man, where are we lost?
It's been a minute since I've done a cross-country bus trip.
And by minute, you mean you've never done one of those?
No, yeah. I've never done one of those.
Because why would you ever?
I mean, I get it, because some people don't want to drive.
Or they don't want to fly.
Cost-wise, or they don't want to fly. Yeah. Cost, but I would think, even in a Greyhound, you would have some form of navigational equipment, right?
Somebody has a cell phone.
Or they have like a navigation on the...
Your job is as a bus driver.
Oh, you think that the driver would certainly have it?
Like, yes, it should be like a part
GPS
of the equipment of the bus.
Yeah.
It might not be built in, but it's like a Garmin that's, it's like
something
super glued or suctioned to the windshield.
I forgot when those things were all the rage. Was it the Garmins? And then what were the other ones?
Garmin was the big one.
There was another one, too, though.
Thank you.
Ian,
have you ever taken a cross country? Because I know Sylvia has not, I doubt Dave has.
No, I have not.
But if anybody on the show has taken a cross country bus trip, I would think it would be you. Have you ever done that?
No, not cross country. I've taken a Greyhound. No, actually, it was a mega bus. I took it through three states.
That's
cross country.
That's not cross country. That was across the Midwest.
It was an interstate love song, if you will.
Yes, there we go. Yes.
Right.
Not a good time. Did not enjoy it.
No?
Lots of hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Did they have a bathroom on the bus?
Yeah, they did. I opted not to use it, though.
Through all three states?
You held it in?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was okay.
All right, some good news to start the show today. A retiree bought his first ever lottery ticket, won $555,555.
Damn.
Yep, first one ever at a 7-Eleven store in Alexandria. He said, glad I took the chance. Maybe I'll try it one more time. Hey, bro, maybe you should have tried it earlier. If that's your luck, $555,000, first ever lottery ticket ever purchased, and hits like that.
Nah, he's gonna get a ridiculous gambling addiction.
Yeah, he
and
is
all
going
that money
broke.
Is going.
Downward spiral.
It's like the first time that you come to Vegas and you put a $20 bill into a slot machine and you hit a $300 jackpot, you always leave broke.
Yeah.
That's what's happening to this old dude. Enjoy it while you can, buddy.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, I'm sure you have, I don't know, 1,000 of these already. But just wanted to drop a congratulations to Mr. Dave Farah for his beautiful little girl. Thanks, bye.
Message deleted.
You would think thousands and thousands of those.
Yeah.
You're the only one, sir.
I came over to your house yesterday, man. No. Saw the baby.
Was that yesterday? That wasn't yesterday.
2 days ago.
All right.
Felt like yesterday.
What's funny is that Mahoney and his girlfriend, both, or fiance, both came over.
Yeah.
And his fiance is sitting there holding our new daughter. And she's like, oh, she's so cute. And she looks just like her other daughter,
yeah,
like spitting image. And she goes, Mahoney, do you want to hold the baby? And he goes, no, I'm good. She's like, come on, hold the baby. He's like, no, my hands are dirty.
My hands were dirty. I was working.
Isn't that what you did with the firstborn?
I was out working in the yard. No, I held his first baby.
Her name's Sienna.
Yeah.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, see, I don't know how people allow guests to wear shoes in the house. Like, shoes does not belong on your feet while you're in someone's house. You know how much junk is on the bottom of everyone's shoes? Like, you walk around, step in the street all day, and then you come into someone's house for a minute. It's just terrible. You know, then I'm the bad guy because I tell people to take their shoes off of my house. Sorry, I guess I'm just not the cool guy.
Message deleted.
I think that's a regional thing more than anything else. Like, on the West Coast, you see less people forcing you to take your shoes off. In colder climates, I grew up in Minnesota, mm-hmm, you always took your shoes off because, you know, for 7 months out of the year, they were covered in mud and dirt and snow and everything else. And so you would never track your, there's actually an area where you, like, you leave your shoes as soon as you walk in.
You have,
in
like
most
mud
houses.
Rooms or, yeah, something along those, yeah, lines. But in my house, there's a no-shoe policy. You can walk, you can walk on the tile,
yeah,
but don't walk on the carpet with,
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, no, it's pretty annoying. You go
to
Mahoney's house.
It's not annoying.
Take your shoes off.
No,
yeah,
it's, you know that the, yeah, carpet is clean. You could see, people, like when people come over to the house,
yeah,
it's usually to watch like a fight or a, yeah, boxing match, mm-hmm, or something, yeah, along those lines. And so there's people sitting on the carpet, sitting on the floor. You want to know that that is not like soiled with the booty or street junk.
You can always tell that your carpets are clean because your fiance has this thing where she'll get the cleaning done to it where they have to vacuum it in a certain way so it's got all the lines, you know, like,
oh,
what I'm talking about,
yeah,
when somebody,
yeah,
mows a lawn a certain way so you can see the lines. That's how Mahoney's carpet is when it's freshly clean.
That's how she likes to vacuum it.
Oh, know? That's she does that?
She does.
Oh,
that.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh.
That is her. But, you know, I think it's rude not to take your shoes off when you go into somebody's house and it's carpeted.
Yeah.
Unless they say it's fine.
I don't know if it's rude. It's just,
I think it's kind of rude.
Oh.
Personally. Again, gum. Weird ass oil.
Who has gum and weird ass oil? Like, where are you walking around?
In a parking lot in America?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. How do you feel about the idea that there is really no such thing as nothing? Because nothing in itself is actually, you know, something. Also, you look really hot today.
Message deleted.
Well.
Wow.
You know, I think about like nothingness out in space, you know, and even though it's like you said, quote unquote nothingness, it's still space.
It's still something. It's
there's still stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still atmosphere of some sort in there, right?
No, not out in space.
Well, no, but like, for example, if you look up in the sky, it looks like nothingness.
If you get out past the solar system,
right,
and like deep space.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're saying
there's nothing technically there,
yeah,
except for space, but that's still something.
But I feel like it's the same way when you're on the ocean, too, you know, because, like, if you're on a ship in the ocean and you're out there and you, like, look out, all you see is water. That's basically nothing other, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, I am out here. It is a little bit nerve-wracking because you're like, if we break down,
like,
right,
nothing
here,
nothing can help you.
I'm going to have to eat somebody.
Sorry, baby.
Why can't you eat, like, fish first?
No, it's going to have to be a person.
Yeah.
Straight to cannibalism.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So have you guys ever wanted to do something so bad, but your parents just kept telling you no, then it's dangerous, and then you do it and you end up hurting yourself, and your parents are like, well, told you so.
Message deleted.
Yes, that was my whole childhood.
That's every child. Yeah. That should be every childhood. I think you need to get hurt as a young kid, or especially as like a young boy, because we're really dumb. You know, like, I want to ride my bike without my helmet, without a shirt on, down the steepest hill you know, around.
One time getting road rash will teach you that lesson.
I'm done.
I fell off my bike and had to get, and I like went over the handlebars and like landed on my chin.
Chin stitches. Those are the best.
And no shirt on and on a, like an asphalt road with like rocks and gravel and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like you had to go to the ER, bloody everywhere. They were like pulling rocks out of my chest. And thought I was going, I wasn't going to die, but it like
you
felt,
thought you were
going
to die.
Felt like you were going to die. So I feel like that is an essential part of childhood, and that I think that a lot of parents are keeping their kids from right now. It's why we have like kind of a weaker society as a whole.
It's the bulldozer parents, right? Yeah. Like nothing can hurt my kid. It's like
if you don't face adversity, you will never be able to handle adversity.
Yeah,
that's why kids in college right now. It's like they have more, they're stressed out and they have more anxiety than ever.
Well,
there's a study
came
out.
Rooms or like they have something to like calm them down.
Safe spaces?
Safe spaces.
Yeah, something like that.
But no, there's this whole wave of society where they actually feel that hearing an opinion that they don't agree with can damage them.
Yeah.
It damages them. Like just hearing a differing opinion is too much for them. So the moral of the story is if you're a parent, throw your kid off the bike today.
Yeah.
Just kick him over.
And this is why I say this.
300 style.
My kid to have a worse life than I did.
Why would you do that to me, Daddy? What? A worse life?
Yes, I had it too good. That's why I'm lazy.
Mornings on X107.5.
Got to harden
them up. With Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, people are feeling pretty good about the economy right now. And so what do they do when they feel good about the economy?
Spend money.
Come to Las Vegas and gamble.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
All right. Gaming revenue up 1.26% in September. A lot of that had to do with revenue in downtown Las Vegas. $55 million up 11.64%, while the rest of Clark County is up 1.52%.
Nice.
To $843.4 million. Obviously, sports gambling had a decent amount to do with that. And a lot of money was bet on football specifically, obviously, in the month of September.
One of our friends, Matt Brown, on Twitter proposed an idea.
Mm.
What's that?
That he, since the sports books are doing so well, making so much money.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little bit more liberal with our drink ticket policy.
Our what?
Drink ticket policy.
When Mahoney starts thinking about alcohol, his brain shuts down, and that's what just happened right there.
Uh-huh.
His drink ticket. Policy.
No, I just want to be very dramatic with it. But I think he's right that the drink ticket policy should be way more liberal and you should just be making it rain drink tickets because really, how much is that, you know, light beer costing you other than like 4 cents?
So James Whitey Bulger, the murderous Boston gangster who benefited from a corrupt relationship with the FBI before spending 16 years as one of America's most wanted men, died in federal prison. He was 89 years old. He was killed.
The dude was a monster. Yes. The dude terrorized Boston for generations, and then he ratted out some other mobsters, and this is what happens to you. You know, they said that, I don't know if the people who are in charge of these sorts of things, they said they knew that transferring him to this prison where he was at, because he had just gotten transferred, was basically a death sentence.
Yeah.
And within like 2 days... he was out.
The way that he was killed.
Yeah, so
that's what they do to rats.
If you got any kids in the car,
if you're in the mob,
turn us down for a second.
That is brutal.
They beat him with a lock and a sock, and then used a shiv to gouge his eyes out.
Yeah.
They also attempted to cut out his tongue. If you're not familiar with who Whitey Bulger was, he led that large, mostly Irish mob from that had stakes in loan sharking, gambling, drug rackets, everything else. Murdered all sorts of people. So
I don't
feel bad for this guy.
And The Departed is loosely based on him.
Yep. So 9,000 pages of adult websites are responsible for a malware infection on a U.S. government network. A federal employee infected a U.S. government network with malware after viewing more than 9,000 adult pages at work, according to the Inspector General's report. 9,000. Wow.
There's more than one?
Right? Like, all I need is the same 30 seconds. I'm like, all right.
There we go.
This one's my favorite.
Like, yeah. I mean, how many websites are you going to? I would think it would just be the one. Go to the one that you know is, like, the biggest one in the world, right?
Because you know that's not sketchy, right?
Well, it's sketchy.
It's still sketchy. They're all sketchy.
It's as far as the level of sketch.
Yeah. Oh, it's like...
there's different levels of sketch.
It's like a
but
one.
Also, why are you doing that at work? You have to be a psychopath if you are watching adult movies
and not,
but don't do
not
anything.
Handling business
while you're at work.
Right.
You there are something wrong.
No, like, just in general. Like, what are you doing?
Like, why are you just watching it?
Like, it's very deliberate for me.
Yes.
Like, you.
Thank you for what you have provided me.
It's like
this
you
service.
Don't carry around an axe unless you're going to cut down a tree. Why else are you carrying around an axe? You're a psychopath. That's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it made sense.
Are you either going to chop down a tree or.
You know.
No, I can't say that right.
Dave Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
All right, Eric is joining us this morning. You've heard the Movie Quote Quiz before, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. We're going to play you five quotes. You just get three or more correct out of these five, and you're going to win today. Now, I'm going to play each quote for you one time. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But after I play it for you that second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. Okay?
Sounds good.
Just for reference, you're a big movie buff. Do you have a favorite movie off the top of your head?
I would say so. Pulp Fiction would probably be my all-time favorite.
Pulp Fiction. All right.
Tarantino action going on.
That's right. All right. So here we go. Here is quote number one. Best of luck to you trying to get three or more correct out of these five.
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me. I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
Yeah.
That's the Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski is correct.
Best movie of all time.
Best movie of all time, really?
My favorite, without a doubt.
Yeah, okay.
That's arguable, but it is up there.
The musical scenes in there, the Kenny Rogers in the first edition. Woo-wee. I just stepped in to see what condition my condition's in. I love that song.
I feel like every borderline white trash guy from the Midwest loves that movie because they relate to it so hard.
Dude, that movie's set in L.A.
But you know what I mean. It's all about bowling.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
More than that. I saw you with the box. What was in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is my sin.
No, what's in the box?
Not till you give me the
what's
gun.
What's in the box?
Give me the gun.
Oh, that's seven.
There you go. Two for two. Easy. Easy.
Brad Pitt's finest performance, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
And they finally answered the question, what's in the box, on Saturday Night Live all those years later.
Yes, they did.
That's
yes,
what
they
it was.
Did. It's mm-hmm. Justin right. Timberlake.
Yeah, there you go. Ta-da.
All his glory.
You remind me of the babe.
Babe.
Babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Who, you?
You do.
They're what?
Remind me of the babe.
Quiet!
Okay, all right. That is quote number three. Any guesses there?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Play it again. Give him another chance, Dave.
I don't know if it's going to help, but we'll do it.
You remind me of the babe.
Babe.
Babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Who, you?
You do.
They're what?
Remind me of the babe.
Quiet!
5 seconds.
Oh, my God. Is that Evolution?
No.
I have no idea what that is either.
Labyrinth.
That's Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
All right, no worries. You still have two correct. All you have to do is get one more correct out of these next two. Here we go on to quote number four.
You know, Christ told me the secret to the resurrection once. We were at this wedding in Cana, right? And I got drunk and forgot it.
Wait. Christ? You knew Christ?
No. He owes me $12.
That one sounds so familiar. Oh.
Kevin Smith movie.
Hey, stop it. Want to hear one more time?
Yeah,
all right.
Please.
All right, here we
go. You know, Christ told me the secret to the resurrection once. We were at this wedding in Cana, right? And I got drunk and forgot it.
Wait. Christ? You knew Christ?
No. He owes me $12.
5 seconds.
Oh, I recognize Fish Rock, but I can't put the name of it on me.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to hate yourself for this one. It is tough. Dogma. It was Dogma. Yeah.
Dogma.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck's finest performance
for sure. All right. Down to the fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. You get this right, you win today. You don't, you lose, you get nothing.
Got it.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's Dazed and Confused.
There you go.
I missed the McConaissance, man.
Man, me too.
What True Detective was going on. Oh.
Yeah.
That is Matthew McConaughey, though, in that role, playing the most Matthew McConaughey role of all time. That is typecasting to the nth degree.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Dave Evan Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Mahoney, I had no idea that you were such a fan of Boy Meets World from back in the day.
How? And specifically, could you not
Mr.
Feeney.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that you like. You just said that you were just revisiting some of Mr. Feeney's finest work.
There's a video floating around on Facebook of like his words of wisdom, and it's like, you know, very inspiring to watch them all back to back to back. But I like it was part of TGIF. I loved watching Boy Meets World on a Friday night.
Sounds like pretty solid advice.
Yes.
Life advice.
It was good Mr. writing.
Feeney. Yeah.
It was good writing.
Real name, William Daniels. He's most known for Boy Meets World, as well as being the voice of Kit on Knight Rider.
On what?
Knight Rider.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I didn't realize he was the voice of Knight Rider.
You didn't?
I did not.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
But that's something you learn every day. All right.
He is now 91 years old. He was at home with his 89-year-old wife, robbing the cradle.
Oh.
You cad.
Naughty. Yeah.
When a person was trying to force open the back door, he quickly acted, turned on the lights, and he joked about beating up the would-be burglar. I don't think that actually happened. He just turned on the lights, but whatever.
I struggled with an intruder, took him to the ground. I beat him up, and he ran away with bruises all over him. Would you like to print that? See, we were asleep, and I heard bang, 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 and it was
very noisy.
I lit the light, and Bonnie screamed, and this person fled.
I think you scared him away.
Yes, yes, I did.
He turned on the lights, scared him away. That was it.
Yes, I did.
Who's going to rob Mr. Feeney, though? It takes a real special kind of monster.
The only thing that would have been better if it was
fled.
I think you scared him away.
Shut up, buddy. This is my story.
Yes. Yes, I did.
But sound like a happy couple. Terrifying moment, I'm sure.
Oh, horrible.
Especially at 91, 89?
Right? 89 and 91 years
old. Also, what are you doing breaking into houses at night? That's how you get shot.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that.
And I hope you do.
Yes.
Alex Trebek has signed a contract extension with Jeopardy. He is going to hang out and host the show until 2022. He has been hosting Jeopardy since 1984.
I mean, gig of a lifetime. Alex Trebek, I will say, looks pretty damn good.
How old is he?
78 years old.
Wow.
78?
So he's going to host into his 80s.
Yeah.
So four more years, he'll be 82 when he decides to finally hang
good
it up.
And he's kind of brought he brought a beard back now. I don't know if you've watched Jeopardy recently, but he's been rocking a beard.
Now, whoever watches Jeopardy, now if it's on, I'll stop on it and be like, okay.
Yeah.
But I never like go out of my way to watch Jeopardy.
You're like, DVR, oh my God, it's on.
You DVR Jeopardy?
Occasionally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just do that so that way you can put it on when you're having house parties and act like you know all the answers.
Oh, that is not true whatsoever. Uh-huh. It's a nice escape for a half an hour. And you know what? Alex Trebek, so much more likable than Pat Sajak. I'm done. I am done with Wheel of Fortune.
I will DVR Family Feud.
Yeah. I hate Family Feud.
With Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Know why? Because Steve Harvey is a jerk, first and foremost.
Who cares?
Second,
so, I bet Alex Trebek is too.
No, but he feels like a drunk jerk. Which I'm okay with. Steve Harvey, like, his books are garbage.
Yeah.
But the thing I hate the most about Family Feud is that they always write it up with, like, a sexual innuendo.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
he acts shocked.
Shocked,
like,
yeah.
when somebody answers the most basic, obvious answer. You know, it's like, oh, my, how dare he say that? What do adults do when they are naked? And then people say intercourse.
Oh, my God, this is a family
what?
Show. It's called Family Feud. The family's
just, like, look at the camera.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. That's shtick has been played out.
He's still getting paid millions of dollars.
I mean,
still doing something right.
I'm not mad at him. Yeah. Alex Trebek, by the way, worth $50 million. His annual salary, though, is worth $10 million.
Well, then he is terrible with money because he has been hosting this show forever. He has paid $10 million and he's worth $50 million?
Alex Trebek likes to spin, man. He knows we ain't here for a long time. He's here for a good time, sir.
He seems like the sort of guy that would order two lobster tails and just throw one on the floor right in front
of him. I'll take
it. Looking in your eye.
Yeah, right in the eye.
Like, whoop.
I'll take Make It Rain for $5,000.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is November. That means it's time to stop caring about work for the year, right?
Yes, it is.
I think so.
You can text us at you can text us at 73100, or you can hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney. You can always give us a call, too. But, I mean, you say everything shuts down, but here we are. One day after October has wrapped up.
Yeah.
Are things really shutting down?
Things are shutting down, Dave.
All right.
Like, trying to get deals done at work in November and December, it's damn near impossible.
Would you say it gets worse, like, after Thanksgiving?
Oh, without
because for
a doubt.
Me, like, I'm done.
This ramps
so
it
Thanksgiving
up.
For yeah. you is when you start phoning it
yeah.
in. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm done. It's
this
2019.
One from 775 said, all year is when I start phoning it in. Another one from 435 said, I only have one other coworker, and whenever the boss isn't looking, we are constantly throwing plastic from the swim balls that we make at each other, pranking each other, and pretty much doing absolutely nothing. I have the best job ever. So again, not necessarily seasonal there. You just regularly are screwing off. Respect.
We can appreciate that as well. Very much so.
This one on Facebook from Jake, he said, I am an accountant, and after we get done with our budgets for 2019 in October, we don't do a damn thing the rest of the year. I mean, I get it, right? Like, depending on if you get your budgets done in October
yeah.
and you're an accountant, what new information is coming down unless the fiscal year ends with the calendar year?
Yeah.
I mean, the busy time for accountants is around tax time, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just take a couple of months off. It's fine.
Do you love, that's the one thing I do look forward to the most in the new year is getting your tax return.
Yeah, oh, you get a tax good. Return?
Oh, I have extra. Seems, I don't do. I don't. Nice. I claim must zero nice. Deductions yeah. and stuff, so I make sure that, like, you know, more gets taken out of every paycheck.
You're saving yourself
from myself
from yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, because like then at the end of the year or the beginning of the year, you know, when you can file taxes like in January, I'm like, oh God, I love that.
This
tax
one just
season balling, man.
Already screwing off today. I feel like there is a there is something special about this time of year where. If you're not quickly moving to get things done, it is acceptable.
I think so.
It drives me crazy not being able to get anything done when I need other people to do it, but just sort of moving at a leisurely pace feels very November-esque.
It kind of right? encompasses all of things, even, you know, things outside of work as well. You're like, I got to do Christmas shopping. I got family obligations, and none of that's true.
Speaking of Christmas shopping...
You're like, I've been spending the entire year ignoring my family. You think I'm going to start paying attention to them now?
And also Christmas shopping right now, it's Amazon.
Right. Like, why would you ever go Christmas shopping at this point? If you're a big fan of Amazon and buying stuff online,
yeah.
it is so much easier to push a button and it shows up at your house than going and messing with stores.
Doesn't even have to show up at your house.
You can just send it directly to them. Would you like to gift wrap it? No, screw them. I'm not spending the extra $2.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So it's that magical time of year where everyone starts to get in the holiday spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's November. So probably that means that you're going to start slacking off at work.
There were places yesterday that were already had their Christmas stuff up.
I saw a place at a...
Like Christmas decorations or Christmas stuff for sale?
Like for sale and decorations.
Really?
I saw decorations at downtown Summerlin. There's like a little store. It's like a seasonal store and they already have like their Christmas stuff on.
Man, I tell you what. I have Halloween stuff up because my daughter's a big fan of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, do I take the Halloween stuff down and then give it a little bit of a rest? Or do I just go straight to the Christmas lights?
Go straight to the Christmas lights because putting Christmas lights up... It's a pain in the ass, first and foremost.
And so you want to get as much mileage out of it as possible.
You don't want, like, put them up on the 1st of December and take them down on the 26th.
Forget about it.
That is way too much work. They go up on, like, mine are going up this Friday.
Okay.
Mine are going up this weekend. Uh-huh. And then they're staying up until, like, Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. All right.
That is the period there, which my lights will be on and up.
Is there anything like with the HOA or like people complaining?
I think the MLK Day is the last day, according to my HOA, that they can still be up. But I feel like if, you know, I was over at your house the other day, Dave, and I saw, you know, it was very intricate. You got like a ghost ship, you know.
There's
a pirate paddling a ghost ship. Yeah that's right. Look out.
Lights and cobwebs and all that. Just put a
Santa hat on them.
Okay.
There
boom,
you go.
Done.
You can like recycle the decorations.
That's skeleton Santa.
Okay.
Santa passed away 12 years ago.
R.I.P. But he'll be back on Christmas Eve.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
The question that we have for you today is how do you start slacking off, you know, now that it's November, it's towards the end of the year. What do you do? You know, that maybe you're not performing at 100% like you would the rest of the year. This one's interesting from Jenny. She said, I am in charge of ordering a bunch of the breakfast sandwiches for Starbucks in the area. Hmm. And I will admit that last year around this time, I forgot not once but twice to order breakfast sandwiches for all of the Starbucks in Las Vegas. And so... none of the shops, regardless of what Starbucks you went to, had breakfast sandwiches for breakfast.
No. Ruined just so many people's days.
Jenny.
You got to step it up on that one.
Everyone is looking forward to it. You can text us at 73100. I save my PTO till November and take off. This sounds so great. Every Friday and some Mondays until the end of the year.
That is beautiful.
I mean, talk about a gift to yourself. Every weekend is at minimum a three-day weekend.
There is something so magical about a three-day weekend. And then we get into the beginning part of the year as well. And that, you know, there's a lot of holidays in there as well. So there's a lot of three-day weekends coming up in January and February as well.
Matt with a nice comment here on Facebook. He said, to be honest, y'all have been phoning it in for years.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't wrong.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Since we've hit November, are you slacking off for the rest of the year? You're not alone if you are. This one just came in from 518. Yeah, I don't really do anything past the middle of October in my line of work, which is medical sales. You think that most people check out early? Try talking to doctors.
Oh, wow. So you're saying don't get sick this time of year? Is that what you're telling me?
If you get sick, you're going to get hooked up to an old machine is what they're saying, because ain't nobody buying anything past October. This one from 702. For the win, I just had a November beer for breakfast.
Hell yes. Okay. Speaking of ways to, kind of beat the system, talking about our Christmas lights and Halloween lights, I'm convinced my neighbor's a genius. She put up LED lights, and during Halloween, they were flashing purple and yellow, flipped a switch, and now they're Christmas colors. Dang.
See, that is working harder, not smarter, yes. Right there. That is
No, smarter, not hard.
What you said.
You work smarter, not hard.
Oh, boy.
This one also just came in. I am an aquatic engineer, pretty much a glorified pool man. October 31st. Halloween, end of pool season throughout the entire area. So if you have a swimming pool and I'm the one doing it, it pretty much means it's going to look dirty until the beginning of the next full season, because I ain't doing anything for the rest of the year. Hashtag burnt out.
I like that they're calling themselves an aquatic engineer.
Engineer. You are a pool boy.
I like it.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, what is your opinion on the current state of professional wrestling? Have you been watching it lately?
Message deleted.
I have. I think the WWE has kind of just dropped it a little bit.
Are you going to watch the Hulk Hogan appearance at the Crown Jewel or whatever it's called in Saudi Arabia?
Absolutely.
Because all
their
other stars refuse to wrestle on that show because all of the terrible things that Saudi Arabia does.
I heard John Cena dropped out of that.
Cena's out, and then there's another big star, too. Who else was it? A bunch of them.
I mean, Roman Reigns just announced that he has leukemia, which is incredibly
back,
sad.
Yeah. But they're bringing Hulk Hogan back, supposedly,
to wrestle.
Which the
worst time ever, because if you remember why Hulk Hogan was booted and erased from the WWE universe,
there's a tape of him dropping the N-word.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yes. So
you're going to bring him back now.
So that's going to salvage the event that nobody wants in Saudi Arabia, because it doesn't mean anything to the world of WWE. And then you're going to salvage that by bringing back Hulk Hogan, who was disgraced and booted out for using racist
rightfully
language.
Rightfully so.
Cool, guys. So I'm sticking to New Japan Pro Wrestling right now. Wrestle Kingdom's happening in January, right around New Year's Eve. And
they encourage steroid use. It's fun.
No, dude. New Japan Pro Wrestling is on another level. It's a better product right now. You know, WWE's stale. The writing's bad. The politics behind it are real bad right now. And bringing Hulk back, and trust me, I grew up watching Hulk.
You were a fan.
I was a Hulkamaniac as a kid. Yeah. Do I want him back? Nah.
I heard a story about the WWE having their eye on one of the Williams sisters. I can't remember if it
Serena
was
Williams.
Venus or Serena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's just stop that because
then, like,
Ronda
it's
Rousey
not wrestlers.
Is okay. She's a very good athlete. She's not a good wrestler. She's not a good personality. You have to have an over the top personality, because in 2018, everybody's fit. Everybody, you know, like, there are plenty of professional athletes.
Yeah. Do you know who you should bring over? Conor McGregor. Because it turns out he's not really that good at fighting.
Yeah.
But boy, can he talk.
Sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, why is it so windy? It's not good for my glaucoma, guys. My glaucoma. My coma of the Glock. God bless America. And you guys too. Except for Ian, Sylvia, and Mahoney. God bless you, Dave. I love you. And all your babies. You're so beautiful.
Message deleted.
Thank you. That's Ivan the Blind Mexican.
The coma of the Glock.
The coma of the Glock. And just let the record show, the only person that's ever called me beautiful is a blind guy. Son of a bitch.
That's a compliment, right?
Please leave a message after the tone.
As a man, I'm not afraid to wear gray sweatpants. You can pretty much blame every NBA player and John Hamm for ruining them. Now, you know, you put on a pair and, you know, I feel their expectations to show up for your goods. Well, I have three pairs. And I'm self-conscious that I'm not showing enough goods. I don't know.
Message
Did he say
deleted.
Gray sweatpants?
Gray sweatpants. So, you know, like, it's become this thing for dudes, like, that are gym rats to, like, wear sweatpants or like workout sweatpants.
Is that like equivalent to like yoga pants?
I don't know.
Kind of, but like
I haven't been in a gym in a minute, so you tell me.
But it's a lot of athletes too, and that's what he's talking about. He's like, all these NBA players are wearing these sweatpants, and you know, they showcase certain things, and if you don't have that going on, now he's all self-conscious to wear his gray sweatpants.
I feel like gray as a sweatpant color is a bad color, because if you spill anything on it, you know, it immediately shows through. Gray is the worst color clothing, plain and simple.
I used to have gray sweatpants when I was a kid, but it meant that you were poor. Like having
they were like the Russell?
They were like
Russell
the super
brand?
Cheap ass sweatpants that you would get at Kmart at the time. Yeah. And now they're a fashion statement?
Damn. You ever so
ahead of your time.
Bah humbug.
Like, I don't know about you, but like I've got a pair or two of like gray boxers. And if you don't like you shake well enough, it like immediately shows through. That's I feel like you're gonna have the same
problem. That's why I don't wear gray shirts, because you sweat through them. Yeah.
Like I said, worst color clothing.
Gray clothing for guys is the equivalent of white t-shirts for women.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Okay. Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 AM on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So first up today, I'm not even mad at this guy. I am fully impressed. Michigan man was pulled over for allegedly driving with a suspended license. It has been suspended since 1999. He was arrested yet again on February 1st. Police pulled over the man after noticing a heavily cracked windshield on the driver's side of his vehicle. Now, I said it's been suspended since 1999. Not continuously. It's been suspended since 1999 a number of times over the years. 340 current suspensions.
How is that even possible?
Right?
What are you doing?
Did somebody add an extra zero in there? Because even 34 seems
excessive.
High in 20 years.
Records indicate his driver's license has been expired since February the 11th, 1999. And so I guess the suspensions just kept getting added on over the course of these 20 years. Uh-huh. 41 warrants out for his arrest as well. 41. That's amazing. Four people get charged in Pennsylvania after there is a toddler found wandering the streets with a full bottle of beer.
Oh, boy.
There was two kids that were seen running across the street, and so somebody was concerned because they're like, hey, there's a couple of bebes running across the street. That doesn't seem safe.
That's not good.
An officer was on patrol on October 7th when he saw the two children. One was under the age of two, running across the street. Both children did not have shoes on, and one was carrying a full open beer bottle. Kick ass.
I mean, is there any more story that's more appropriate for the Redneck Report today?
As a result of the investigation, four women ranging in the age from 24 to 57 were arrested and charged with endangering the welfare of a child. There was four women that were in charge of watching these two kids, and not a single one of them was responsible enough.
They all failed.
To let the shoeless kids go running across the street with a full beer.
Your motherly instincts didn't kick in.
Did it say what kind of beer it was? Was it a stag?
At least at some point, somebody should have been like, hey, where's my beer?
Is that banquet beer?
I don't even care about the beer.
PBR? A Falstaff? I need to know these things, Dave.
33-year-old Matthew Moore is facing felony charges after detectives say he loaded a porta potty onto a trailer, drove it to the home of a contractor he did not like in Winter Garden, Florida, and pushed the crap-filled porta potty onto the man's driveway.
The contractor left the porta potty at his
Job site.
Yeah.
And so he was mad at him, and so he took the thing to his house and just
Right. Literally, that was the noise
but he
it made.
Only has to pay a $100 fine.
Yes, that's totally worth it. And $33 in court costs. Yes. $133.
That's fine.
And you can throw crap loaded porta potties at people's driveways. That is the best thing
I
ever.
I feel like there's no better deal in America right now than that.
And I'm proud to be an American.
And finally, a 62-year-old man told police earlier this month that he bought some crack cocaine over a period of time on credit from a woman and her unknown boyfriend. The man who bought the crack told police that they started threatening him in a variety of ways, including threats of vandalism, physical violence, and being shot because he had not, shockingly, paid them back. Okay. His credit crack. Crack credit?
Crack credit?
Yeah, he told police that he had not paid the dealers approximately $400 that he owes. However, he said now that he also has to pay $500 because they charge interest.
Of course they do. This isn't the bank. This isn't the bank of crackhead. There's the bank is running.
Here, a cop talks about this amazing story.
Obviously, we don't want anybody to be harmed. We do take that serious, but there is a kind of a shock factor that has a little bit of amusement to it that somebody would call the police department and complain about being harassed by the drug dealer that to this point they've ripped off.
I don't know who's more stupid here. Stupider.
Who's stupider?
Who's stupider have you? The crack dealer who gave credit to a crackhead, or the crackhead who decided to call the police because he's getting harassed by those dealers.
Yeah, now this is a curve of stupidity here, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have the guy calling the cops, and that's really stupid, right? But if you're going to give a crackhead credit...
That's on you.
That's
on you.
That's pretty much the bottom of the barrel right there.
Yeah.
So the credit crack dealer.
Okay.
Credit dealer. Still no arrests have been made. Okay. And as you can tell from that audio clip, the police officer not working too hard to try to solve this one.
We're going to let that one sort itself out. Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
We are here to help people find love, Mahoney. That's what the misconnection inspection is all about. People will post on the internet looking for the person they maybe had a fleeting encounter with because they want more.
Or they saw them from afar.
Is there anything worse than feeling like you had your opportunity to connect with the love of your life
and it just slipped
right through your fingers the sands of time?
And some of these cases and postings that we've come across over the years have, you know, people have been yearning for months, if not years, about these encounters that they had with these strangers who they had just a fleeting moment with.
Sylvia, do you like a man in the uniform?
I do.
You're not the only one.
Policeman?
This one is entitled Officer with a Heartwarming Smile.
Oh.
You pulled me over, and you were the sweetest guy. I was visibly nervous, but you made me feel at ease very quickly. That smile you had made my heart melt. You asked if I had any questions for you, and I should have said yes. Are you down to get coffee sometime? I love a good conversation.
Mm. Oh.
That's it?
That's it.
I mean,
that's not very specific.
Do you have any questions? Because I'm giving you a ticket.
That's the only thing going through that cop's mind.
You find me a large amount of money. A large amount of money.
Large.
Yeah.
It's kind of inappropriate to ask out the person giving you a ticket.
Yeah.
I would say,
and even more inappropriate to accept if you're the cop.
Can you do it after they've given you the ticket?
I think that would be
if you feel like you had a chance.
By default, I think that would be the most
the only time,
the only appropriate time.
And the cop can never do it the other way around.
Like, no, that's how you get fired.
Yeah.
This one, tall, leggy, blonde beauty at Home Depot.
Oh, it sounds like me. I was just at Home Depot
not too long ago.
Oh, this is about you.
You got blonde hair. Right. Look out.
Uh-huh.
You, tall, beautiful, blonde at Home Depot. Tuesday night around 6 p.m.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh.
You checked out and then went to your maroon van. I mean, your car is maroon.
I got a maroon car.
It kinda, I mean, that's not a van, but you know.
Maybe it was dark.
This is when it gets awesome.
Okay.
I yelled, "Craigslist!" when you drove by. Did you hear it? I'd kill to see those long legs and a short skirt, LOL.
Oh, Mahoney. Oh.
Nothing really brings it home. Like, I'd kill to see those long legs and a short skirt. LOL.
If you're posting on Craigslist about wanting to meet a stranger, keep the word "kill" out of the paragraph that
kill
you're writing.
To see anything. Yeah. Forget it.
That, yeah.
Also,
that's a good observation.
Randomly shouting Craigslist. It's not World Star.
Imagine that, ladies.
Is that how we should maybe get that movement going, Dave? Oh, I'm so ready.
Craigslist!
Craigslist!
Looking for the olded bearded guy I saw at the park. You are an older man with silver hair and a goatee and a round belly. I would love to meet you at your place. I saw you and started fantasizing about passionately making out with you. I am a white guy in my mid-20s, clean shaven. If you see this and are interested, please let me know. I can't stop thinking about you. The only thing creepier than dudes being all thirsty for chicks on Craigslist is dudes being thirsty for other dudes on Craigslist. Like, this guy is just at a park. He's all fat. He's got gray hair. And you're like, oh, I just can't get enough. Like, relax.
I make out with you.
As a personality. Come on.
Am I weird in the fact that, like, I feel like making out is really kind of gross?
Oh, it's way grosser than like all the rest.
Like,
oh, no.
Like with a stranger? We learned that from Pretty Woman.
With a stranger?
Yeah.
Because
we hear about these all the time. There was, a couple of months ago now, the guy said that he met the woman who was like 20 years his senior in a parking
lot.
They just gave each other a glance and then started furiously making out. You're like, oh, I don't know where that mouth has been.
It just seems so, I don't know. I don't know if I'm weird thinking that. Like, I would much rather just get the deed done rather than
with
like
a stranger.
Yes. Yeah. Not in our relationships.
Okay.
I'm saying just like if you meet somebody, like making out is just kind of gross.
But even in a relationship, like as you get more serious into a relationship, like when's the last time that you like hardcore made out with your longtime significant other? Like that's also something that goes away.
Yeah.
You're not like, baby, blah, 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 like that's like for the first two months.
Like when I'm drunk.
Yeah. And she's like, please pass
just
out.
Stop.
Please
pass
out.
Isn't that
a prostitute rule usually? Don't kiss.
That's what I said. We learned it from Pretty
Woman. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like Mahoney, definitely, you have the same rules as a prostitute. It's good to know, man.
That's right, man.
He's got to stay safe.
I ain't cheap.
All right. Well.
And the final one here is entitled Hotel Lobby Last October. So we're going on a year plus here. It was a year ago, September 29th, Friday night, about 10, 11 p.m.-ish at the hotel I just checked in. And I was kind of a hot mess wearing yoga pants and a sweatshirt. And you were standing by the front doors to the left and we shared glances. I think you had a button-up blue plaid shirt. Maybe not, but I'm almost certain you had a drink in your hand. You look like early 30s-ish, dark blonde hair, no tattoos or piercings I could see, no facial hair, about 5'11" or so. My bag fell over at one point, and I had to bend over to pick it up. We smiled at each other, and I'd just gone over to say hello, but I was such a hot mess. I hoped we'd bump into each other that weekend, but never did. Looked like you were with a bunch of guys waiting to get into a limo. If this rings a bell, email me back, and I can promise you that I'm saying usually don't troll Craigslist for men, but this seems like a fair place to post this. It's been 365 days, and occasionally I think back wondering what that mystery man is doing, and I kick myself in the ass for not doing something about it. Hey.
Who remembers details?
Right?
I'm winded.
Wow, that specifically.
Look at that. Look at that right.
That is a wall of text.
And why would you end it with, hey?
Hey.
Hey, what?
No, it's
kicking myself in the ass for not doing anything about it. Hey.
Maybe it was like a, hey.
Oh, that makes more sense.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So Megyn Kelly has just got to be burning it down, right? Like, she knows that she's at the end of the road for her professional television career.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think she'll get picked up again.
She's getting $38 million to leave NBC.
She took a big payday leaving Fox.
$75 million over the course of 3 years. She's about halfway through that. Obviously pushed out now at NBC because of all the comments. Whether you agree with that or not, they are paying her out the rest of her deal, $38 million. But now she wants an additional $10 million to remain quiet about what she knows about the network.
It's so dumb.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Just so stupid.
That's why I think that she's got to be done, right?
Who's going to want to hire her?
Who would hire her?
I was thinking maybe they'd go back. She'd go back to like Fox.
She's not going back to Fox. Fox. She
burned that down.
She burned that down. Basically helped push Sheldon Adelson, or not Sheldon Adelson, Roger Ailes out of Fox News. You know, the guy was a creep. She let that be known, but I highly doubt that she would have a welcome back there because
that went down. So she was successful at Fox, and that's why she went to NBC and got this huge payday. But she burns the bridge down at Fox. She fails at NBC, burns it down there. I don't think anyone else is going to give her a payday near this.
I think it'll be something, you know, either an upstart network, we'll see, or something online. But I still think she's going to draw millions and millions of dollars a year. But just nothing like that. She was making $25 million a year from NBC, which everybody knew in the first place. Like, this is a bad idea.
But do you think whatever project she goes into, it's going to flop just like at NBC.
It depends on what the project is, right? But I mean, yeah. Megyn Kelly, I don't think guarantees any sort of ratings at this point.
I think what we saw is we've seen this with other newscasters. Newscasters just don't have that kind of like personality to do these personality driven segments. She was a newscaster. She was very good at doing that. Anderson Cooper, also a newscaster who's very good at doing the news. When they try to venture out into these fluff daytime shows,
it's
garbage.
It's like Jeff Probst is a great host of Survivor. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone else doing that better than that. But when he does his crappy daytime talk show, it's terrible.
Yes.
You know who's good at that? Ellen is good at that.
Yes.
Because she's funny and she's likable. And most people just don't have that ability.
Hoda, also good at that. Love me some Hoda.
Got this thing for Hoda. It's kind of strange. So Orkin has released the top 50 cities that have bedbugs. All the way down in the top 50, Las Vegas clocks in at number 45. All right.
Okay. Good job. Not bad.
Good job.
Okay. We're on the lower end
and
of that.
Pretty clean. Albany coming in at number 50. Okay. Way to go, yeah. Albany.
There you go.
All right.
So what cities do we not want to go to if we don't want to get infested with bedbugs?
Number 10, Dallas. Number 9, San Francisco. Number 8, New York. Number 7, Detroit.
Yeah.
Number 6,
Cleveland?
Nah.
No, what's number 6?
Not too far off. Cincinnati.
Okay.
Any other guesses for number 5? Also in Ohio.
Another C city?
Yeah.
Cleveland.
No, it's still not Cleveland.
What's the other C one?
Columbus.
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 I know there's like 4 C cities in Ohio. So Columbus in number 5. Number 4?
Number 4, L.A. Okay. Number 3, Chicago. Uh-huh. Number 2, D.C. And number 1.
Is it Cleveland?
No, it's Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah. Okay. Cleveland came in at number 14, so they're still in the mix, but they're not quite that high.
Do you, when you stay in a hotel, do you check the room or do you check the bed for bed bugs?
How do you even check for bed bugs?
Because they're like
crawl,
tiny,
you
right?
You can see them crawl. You got to get close and look around.
No, but, do you?
Yes. Like if you bring bed bugs back to your house, that is a disaster waiting to happen, my friend. You got to get rid of your mattress. That is, it's like it is a whole ordeal.
I never check.
No.
It doesn't even like occur to me.
What kind of hotels are you staying at?
It doesn't matter.
Are they rent by the hour?
That's the common misconception.
Answer the question.
By the hour.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Cover your ears.
Chandra is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Chandra, how you doing?
Good.
So here's how this game works. I've got 5 songs that are all popular alternative songs. They are performed by people on the internets. You're trying to figure out the name of the artist as well as the song. You'll probably know them all. It's just, you know, can you figure out what they are based on the performance? Some people will upload less than favorable takes online and think that it's, well, I mean, it's obviously the best take that they had, right? Because they decided to upload that one.
They were confident enough with
it. We get to enjoy these takes and cover your ears.
Got it.
I'm just curious. Are you pretty good with lyrics, though?
I actually am.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Because the guy last week was awful. And
not
if you're
so
as bad as he is,
not
I'm
so
going
good.
To ridicule you mercilessly.
Trying to get right, 3 out of these 5. Now, I've got 30 seconds of each of these songs. Go ahead and let the full 30 seconds play out and then make your guess, okay?
Got it.
Here we go with number 1.
With the loser in the control, babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches. Sleep on the love sheet. So insane. I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain in my shirt. Don't believe everything that you're free to get a parking violation and a snack on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mason and park. Turn on the cruise ships and burning down a trailer park. Yo. Oh. Cut it. Unpaired door.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Got it. I think I know it.
All right, what is it?
Is it Loser by Pop?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The vocals weren't the worst part about that.
Really?
I mean, it's a very static song. You know, it's like there's not a lot of range in Beck's voice in that song. But the when the cowbell came in, that really just brought it home.
I thought that redeemed it.
I got a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell.
All right, 1-1.
All right, moving on to number 2 here. And again, all you have to do is get 3 correct in order to be our winner today. Best of luck.
Hello there, the angel from my nightmare, the shadow in the
background of morgue, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if you want, where you can always find me. We'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Oh man! So we go from cowbell to one of those wood blocks, you know.
Wow, Dave, you do a great impression.
Thank you. I appreciate
that's a much
that.
Better wood block than he has.
All right, over to you, Chandra. What do you think?
All right, I know it's Blink 182.
Do you know the song? Yes, she's right.
That's
band.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, 5 seconds. We
it's
need an
the
answer.
Voice inside my head.
We'll give you a half a point.
You get a half point. You get a half point.
That's I miss you.
That's I miss you. I miss you.
Voice inside my yed.
Okay. It is yed. Yeah.
Yeah. What was off with the timing there, man?
Everything was off with the timing. All right, here we go. On to number three.
And you don't see me. I was 10 years old, doing all that I could. It wasn't easy for me to be a scared white boy in a black neighborhood. Sometimes you would send me a birthday card with a $5 bill. I never understood you then, and I guess I never will. Daddy gave me a name. My daddy gave me a name.
First off, don't blame that dad for leaving. Secondly, over to you, Chandra. What do you think it is?
Is it Everclear?
Yes. Everclear is right.
You know this.
And it is, I don't know if I know the song, I'm going to say Daddy. Or Daddy.
Daddy is incorrect.
Close.
It's about his dad.
It's a half point.
That's Father of Mine.
Father of Mine, yeah.
You know, that actually sounds kind of like Art Alexakis' current day. He's got a radio show, and if you have never heard it, it sounds like it's recorded in an echoey kitchen.
It's not complicated in this day and age. Like, most people can figure out just podcasting. Just get a decent microphone and sit close to it. That's it.
Yeah. Sit in a closet.
Yeah. But why do I imagine that this was being sung? It just reminds me of, like, imagine that you're at the beach somewhere, and it's like the crappy bar that offers like $4 buckets of beer.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the day and there's nobody in there.
And I guess I never will.
But for some reason, the floor is still sticky.
Daddy gave me a name.
There's just a smell of urine.
My daddy gave me a name.
Now that you painted that picture, like, I can't not see it. Yeah.
They all blame their dads because they're just sitting there.
No, there's nobody there. It's just the bartender's like, God, shut up, Kyle. All right, you have a full 2 points because you got a half point on the last two. You can win here if you get a full point, or you can progress with just a half point. Best of luck. Here we go into song number four.
Analyze for evidence, but we will never be the same. The more you change, the less you feel.
Very popular song, difficult because it's so different than the original.
My gosh.
Any guesses?
Yeah, well, it's Smashing Pumpkins.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, is it Desire?
No. You are the queen of half points. That was Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins.
God, I would have got either of those.
Yeah.
That was
tough.
That was real bad.
Yeah. I mean, the guy performing isn't really terrible compared to some of the other ones we've heard. It just is so...
Analyze for evidence, but we will never be the same.
Like, I don't know if he's actually worse than Billy Corgan. It's just, it's different.
Whinier.
Well, you've got 2.5 points.
She has three.
Oh, 3.5.
Yeah, yeah. Two and a half. You're right. You're right.
Oh, boy, math.
Sorry. Math is hard.
It is.
It all comes really down hard to this final one.
With here just a half point here, you will get the win. All right? So best of luck.
Got it.
Here we go. Final one.
I would understand. And when it's on the table and it's gone to code, and do not think anyone knows what they are doing here.
Your friends have left you, you've been dismissed. I never thought it would come to this, and I want you to know.
Everyone
one's got to face down the demon.
Was that like a Make-A-Wish thing? What the hell was that? Yeah, like, Jesus.
How's the girl sing?
She sounded great.
Yeah, I feel like that was more of a sympathy cover on behalf of that that girl.
Yeah.
I feel like a suitor just came and said, hey, I know how to play guitar. And she was like, oh, really?
He's like, but I got to sing half of it. All right. For the win, all you need is a half point.
Okay, it's Jumper. I know the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'm trying to think of the band. I know it. I met him at the Sound House last year or the year before. But I'm blank on the band name. But I don't need it because I only need a half a point.
You're right.
Oh, all right. There we go. Wow. Nothing's
gonna ever keep you down. I don't need it.
Third Eye Blind and Jumper. So,
Third Eye Blind. Okay. Yeah. See, I know it. I just couldn't think of it.
Doesn't matter. You win. Congratulations to you.
All right. Thanks.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
For those of you that don't know the story, Mahoney one night, many years ago now, violently attacked me, and I had to defend myself. And as a result, after he punched me, I punched him back. Yeah. We were playing. It was all
in a play fight.
I didn't punch you. We were shadow boxing, and you got out of hand.
You kicked me.
I didn't
kick me right
there. Why would I ever throw a kick?
You struck me. That's why it got me off guard.
Would I throw like a high head kick, like Mirko Krokop style?
That's one of those.
It was my going away party. You remember that?
That's it. Sure was.
And then I went away. I went away to the hospital.
You did go away to the hospital, and you had to have your appendix removed.
No, it was my gallbladder.
Oh, son of a bitch. This doesn't make any sense now.
Oh,
the study says having your appendix removed lowers your risk of Parkinson's.
Oh.
Dang it.
Dave, did you really not realize that it was the gallbladder and not the appendix?
No, I always get those mixed up.
Oh. They're two totally different things.
Totally different, functions.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever explode your appendix, you can thank me.
Is that your next organ that you're aiming for?
I'm going for the appendix. Where is the appendix? Is it right up?
It's right up here, baby. Right in this area.
He just lifted up his shirt.
It's right over here.
What does that little tattoo?
Stomach area?
Don't worry about it.
Well, no, what does that little tattoo?
Do you have a tattoo around your navel?
No, not around my navel.
Is that a sun around your navel?
It's just a whole bunch of hair.
I have as is right here. But anyways, that's where the so that's where the appendix is.
As if it's being sold as is?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so if you ever get like drugged and like put into an ice bath, you get the appendix or the liver comes.
Can't complain about
this. The kidney comes as is.
Nope. Okay. No comment card about this.
Does anybody else ever fear that? Like when you were single and you were out drinking, that you would ever get like drugged and then you wind up in a bathtub?
No, never.
Really?
I would fear that.
I fear that all the time.
What are you talking about? Nobody wants your rotten organs.
My organs are great.
Your organs are terrible.
I got big organs.
No,
I'm
you
tall.
Don't.
Tall organs. My internal organs are big.
Oh, okay.
I got a big heart. That's what I'm saying.
I see. I think we have found the intersection of brave and stupid. A man from Florida by the name of David said him and his wife Brandy spotted two bears and their mother outside of their Florida home Monday morning.
Oh, no.
And watched them while they were getting ready for work. He said he cracked open a door to see if the bears were still outside. And Gator, the couple's 7-year-old Yorkie mix, darted out to confront the bears. David said that's when instinct took over. And he saw his dog in danger. And so I just went airborne and drop kick the bear.
What?
You just went airborne. Like, what kind of instincts are you talking? It spun around, stood up on its two legs, hopped back down on four legs. He wasn't getting my dog, so I kicked the living hell out of that bear. He said he ran back into the house with Gator, and the bear ran away.
Do you think it was a WWE-style kick? Like where
the two
you go
legs?
Vertical?
Yeah.
Gator
did get swatted up pretty good, $5,700 worth of emergency surgery after the incident. But, I mean, again, you don't want, obviously, your sweet pet to get killed by a bear. No,
if your dog like is dumb dog. Enough to run after a bear when you're not in danger.
Right.
And it's a Yorkie.
Sorry, Gator.
You are going to be a great appetizer. I'm sorry, man. Like, I love dogs, but if you're that stupid, that's on you.
Also, running outside with the plan of going airborne and drop kicking the bear probably isn't.
What if that didn't work out?
Was that Florida? Please tell me that.
Of course it was Florida.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
David Farah. Step into my office, bud, because you're fired. How dare you make us suffer through 2 days of listening to that Ask Clown Mahoney all by ourselves? Are you serious? You can't be there to break up that Ask Clown's voice. I mean, seriously, dude, okay? You have a baby on your own time. You understand? So you need to make it in from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. from now on, no matter what. Have a good day.
Message deleted.
My wife just had a baby. Mm-hmm. On Sunday. Mm-hmm. We didn't get home from the hospital until late Monday night.
Yeah.
And so I took off Tuesday and Wednesday to help her. I know that seems like a lot to some people. Bossy Rossi, our esteemed program director around these parts, actually put out on social media last night.
Oh, I saw that.
So sick and tired of Dave Farah taking time off because of a new baby. He didn't have the kid. His wife did. But this work dodging horse's ass has taken off 3 days this week. Enough is enough. Then actually hashtagged Bossy Rossi himself.
I'm going to take umbrage with this caller because he's stealing my vernacular. Really? You're going to use the phrase ass clown? Everybody knows. I've been trying to make ass clown work for years.
Honey, that's not your thing.
That is my thing. I've been using ass clown for years.
Chris Jericho used ass clown for years.
I was using it before Jericho.
Oh, were you?
I was way before. He must have stolen it from you, who stole it from me when you were hosting the Robot Combat League on the Sci-Fi Network with him.
For those of you that don't remember, because no one does, I hosted a show with Chris Jericho on the Sci-Fi Network called Robot Combat League that got canceled after one season. Son of a bitch. That was my big break.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I love watching mindless, pointless videos on YouTube, but am I a bad person for not giving your video a chance if you, one, post a vertical video, or two, have crappy quality? I mean, it's 2018, and if you think your grainy vertical video is that good, you should understand that it's not, and immediately smash your phone and then get a new one.
Message deleted.
I feel like this is a real conundrum that we're dealing with here in 2018. The vertical videos used to be totally unacceptable, but now a lot of videos, because they're shot for Instagram, which is a vertical platform, or Snapchat, many of the videos are shot vertical. But Facebook does a nice job with the overlay behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really seem, you know, it's not surrounded by black on the sides. So
it looks better. Yeah.
Keep your vertical videos on Instagram and Snapchat and the daily stories, and keep horizontal videos on YouTube. That's plain and simple.
Just a general rule, Facebook kind of sucks now anyhow.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I don't even like Facebook. Like every time that I'm on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
I'm dissatisfied.
All I do is argue.
I had a friend that, you know him, Kevin Ioli. He's a very accomplished combat sports writer for Yahoo Sports.
Biggest boxing writer in the country?
Yeah.
Sure. He just actually posted a big thing yesterday about how he was quitting Facebook. And it actually all started with something that Ronda Rousey said to him many years ago. He's like, I didn't pay much attention to it. But he's like, Facebook has become that for me now. He said, when I was interviewing Ronda Rousey early on in her career, she passed along a piece of wisdom that her mother had given to her. And that is, never read the bottom half of the internet. Meaning, like, don't go and read the comments of a video that you post or a picture or anything like that. Oh. And it makes sense, right? Yeah. Because the bottom half tends to be really negative. And he said that he thinks Facebook has become the bottom half of the internet. Like, it's all just people arguing.
I believe it.
They don't ever monitor it. They don't stop it. In fact, they glorify it a lot of times with trying to get people to get into these arguments, because then they'll go back to the site to see people talking trash to them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Facebook has become the comment section. And it's terrible. I don't disagree with him.
I think he's 100% spot on.
What the hell just happened? Did you just have a stroke?
Nah, I got.
We're trying to be all serious over here.
Saliva got caught in my throat.
Saliva got caught in your throat.
You know, I was trying to get it out. Sorry about that.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the NFL has announced a couple of things. First, they are going to be playing 4 games in London during the 2019 season, because that's important.
Can we just stop that?
Why do we do that?
It's like the chick from Clueless trying to make fetch happen. Stop trying to make the NFL happen in Europe. It ain't going to happen.
That is the weirdest reference I've ever experienced in my entire life.
What are you
life.
Talking about? That mean is girls. Synergy. That is seamless right there, my
also,
friend.
Also, the NFL has announced that the Buffalo Bills are canceled. No, they haven't, but they should. This all started in 2016 at Bills games. Somebody threw a rubber phallus.
Oh, yeah.
A dildo, if you will, onto the field during the middle of play. And there was a repeat performance last season, because it became pretty clear that this was now a tradition whenever the Patriots came to town.
Uh-huh.
And Monday night's game, there was at least, we know of at least three projectiles thrown onto the field during the game.
I get why, you know, in Detroit, at the Red Wings games, they throw octopus onto the ice. Down in Nashville, they throw catfish.
Yep.
Some places they do like a teddy bear toss. I love that. A lot of minor league teams do that onto the ice.
It's cute. Sometimes hats for the hat trick.
Hat trick. Yeah. But
well, those are like all cute.
I don't understand a toy of that nature being thrown. And also, like how did these dudes sneak these in? That's the real question.
Yeah, I like that you assume that it was the dude sneaking them in.
Of course it's the dudes.
I mean, can you imagine, though, like, if you're a player and you got the helmet and the pads on, like, whatever. Like, you wouldn't even probably feel it if it, like, hits you in the back or whatever.
And plus all of that adrenaline.
But you know it's not the players that are getting hit. It's, like, some poor guy that's holding that first down stick who's getting paid $8 an hour, who's freezing his ass off in Buffalo, and then he gets hit by a rubber dong. Boom. Life sucks.
I have a feeling that this is a trend that is not going to stop, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Probably not. Now that people have realized how much the NFL hates it, they think it's even more hilarious.
And that's how it usually goes. Like, when someone hates something, like the crowd will be like, okay, well, let's do it even more.
Especially if your team's not winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if they never, ever win.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
So they say that listening to too much Christmas music can be bad for your health, according to a psychologist. New study by the name of Linda Blair, the psychologist, said that listening
to
songs...
Linda Blair.
Like, yes, if you're a psychologist and your name is Linda Blair, change your name.
Put a middle name in there. Like, Linda Ann Blair.
Yeah,
something.
Linda A.
Anything but.
Just go by Dr. Blair.
Dr. Blair, that's good.
Said it could have a negative effect on your brain. I will once again reintroduce you to the Christmas album by William Shatner.
Oh, good.
And I will question how on earth this could be bad for you. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Ground is right. Go in while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail bay, 240 as a speed.
You like that, Mahoney?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Do we got the DMX version? Do we have the DMX Christmas? You got that, Ian?
Do you have it handy?
Yeah. Well, I can find it in a matter of a minute. Give me a minute, I'll get it.
Because here's the thing. Christmas music. I mean, the William Shatner. I love William Shatner, but William Shatner was that Henry Rollins?
Yeah.
That's bad. That is real bad. But Christmas music should be, I don't know, I had a good childhood and I love Christmas. So I can't, you know, I don't understand that some people hate the holidays, you know, because they, you know, had either a bad childhood or something dramatic happened around there. But I love Christmas music. I cannot have Christmas music soon enough. My tree is going up this weekend and so are the lights on my house.
The tree is going up.
I told my fiance we could put the tree up earlier in the week.
You are such a basic bitch.
How am I a basic bitch?
Because you're this white guy from the Midwest who is, you know, he's listening to like this DMX version of Jingle Bells. While he's putting up his Christmas tree, wearing his Tommy Bahama shirt.
Who are you?
The ornament.
Now this is hot fire.
Yeah. Oh,
and
you used hot fire.
Yes,
hot fire.
Who are you? I'm a man who loves DMX and Christmas.
This is hot fire.
Merry Christmas.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's time for another show. If you are the first person in with the correct answer to this question, we're going to set you up with a gift card. Aces and Ales, great place to sit around and enjoy some beer. They got a whole bunch of beers on tap. Watch some football. They got a great kitchen if you want to peruse that as well. 702-791-1075 again is the phone number. Here we go.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I was over at your house the other day, Dave, and I saw, you know, it was very intricate. You got like a...
Oh, that's right. Look at
lights and cobwebs and all that. Just put a Santa hat
on them. So there is a particular Halloween decoration that I still have up. Mm-hmm. And I told my wife, actually, when we bought this thing, I'm like, this is for sure getting stolen.
I'm shocked it hasn't been stolen.
I was shocked, too. Every single morning, I would go over.
Just anticipating
I look out the window, because from upstairs, I can see, like, the very tip of it.
Sure.
And I look over there, and I'm like, is the tip still there? Sure is. And that's how I know the whole rest of, like, the mast is there as well.
But mainly it's the tip.
Well, I see the tip, yeah. That's all I can see at first. And then I know I'm confident the rest of the mast is there. But this particular decoration is outside of my house. And like I said, I swore it was going to get stolen. It did not. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
My name's Eric.
Eric, correct answer is?
Hello?
Huh?
Oh, boy.
What?
Good job, Eric.
X1075, good morning. What is your name? X1075, good morning. What's your name?
Desiree.
Desiree, correct answer is?
I have no idea. Tell me the question again.
Oh, no.
Just go to somebody else.
I'll give you a shot. What was the Halloween decoration that I have outside of my house that Mahoney is very impressed with?
A skeleton.
What was the skeleton sitting in?
A chair.
Kind of. I mean, that's close.
Come on.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. If this next person doesn't get it right, I'm going to give it to you. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
What's going on?
X1075, hello. Okay.
What's going on with our phone system?
I don't know if there's something wrong with the phone system or just nobody knows the answer. But Desiree, it is a skeleton. He is riding in a ghost ship. Close enough.
Like every line we go to is just dead.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Well, congratulations to you, Desiree. You're not good, but you're good enough. So
that works.
Just like this radio show, right?
Yeah.
D's get degrees. All right. Have a good day. See you later.
Thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.